Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is May 29th. I'm Daniel Schwartzman, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. In today's top story, global markets are jittery after China's parliament moved forward with national security legislation for Hong Kong, and with President Trump holding a press conference later today on potential sanctions on Chinese officials. A revocation of Hong Kong's favored status is considered a worst-case outcome of the press conference for investors. Amid the geopolitical drama, Japan's Nikkei 225 fell back from a three-month high with a drop of 0.2%, and Australia's ASX 200 declined 1.6%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was off 0.7%, while the Shanghai Composite Index gained 0.2%. In Europe, stocks have started the day off in negative territory, with the Stock 600 index posting a 1.1% drop at midday. U.S. stock futures are pointing lower. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note was down to 0.67%, and the yield on the 30-year bond fell to 1.435% at last check. NetEase confirmed it will seek a secondary listing in Hong Kong in a letter to shareholders. The U.S.-listed Chinese online gaming company made the decision amid increased scrutiny over Chinese firms. NetEase's secondary listing follows the successful decision by Alibaba to raise capital in Hong Kong and could give a needed boost to the financial hub. NetEase did not disclose the amount of capital it plans to raise. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government is planning to ease business restrictions in the city to step 2 of its reopening plan on June 1st. The decision will allow shopping malls, gyms, and movie theaters to reopen. The number of confirmed cases in Tokyo has been between 10 to 15 for the last 3 days, even as other parts of Japan are seeing a second wave of COVID-19 cases. It's a big day for biopharma as the highly watched American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting pivots to a virtual format for the first time ever this year. While as many as 40,000 medical professionals and scientists typically attend the meeting in person every year, this year's online event could draw even more interest. The conference's virtual scientific program kicks off today and will feature over 250 oral abstract presentations and 2,500 poster presentations in 24 disease-based and specialty tracks. Today's top abstract presentations include updates from Amgen, Merck, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Roche, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, Eli Lilly, Gilead Sciences, Pfizer, and Seattle Genetics. The presentations all start at 8 a.m. Eastern. Oil prices are lower after U.S. inventory data showed soft fuel demand despite the hopes for a Memorial Day weekend rush of motorist activity. Still, there is optimism bubbling under the surface in the oil markets after strong gains in May followed the disastrous supply glut and limited storage turmoil in April. While ships full of crude are still anchored on the high seas with onshore storage sold out, the volume of crude stored on ships in Asia has come off the peak seen earlier this month on a recovery in demand in China and India. A fresh report from the International Energy Agency projects global oil demand in May is set to decline about 25 million barrels per day compared to a year ago, with June demand clocking in at 15 million barrels per day below last year's level. Looking ahead, OPEC Plus talks on output are scheduled for the second week of June. In early action, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures are down almost 3% to $32.73 a barrel, and Brent crude down also almost 3% to $34.28 a barrel. Economic reports will pour in today with updates on the trade gap, personal income, consumer spending, core inflation, and consumer sentiment all due to drop. One of the more notable reports might be the consumer spending print, which is expected to show a 13% drop for April after spending fell off 7.5% in March. There could be a surprise with the tally as estimates from economists range from minus 18.9% to minus 8.5%. That widespread in guesses is due to the difficulty in modeling consumer behavior around a pandemic and stockpiling trend. Also on the calendar today, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is due to give a talk with Princeton University professor Alan Blinder. Of course, every time Powell talks these days, The focus is on whether he is softening his stance on negative interest rates. Volkswagen agreed to acquire a 50% stake in the parent company of Shanghai-listed Anhui Zhuanghui Automobile for an undisclosed amount. The German automaker is also expected to increase its stake in its joint venture with Zhuanghui Automobile to 75%. Zhuanghui said the two companies plan to spend 1 billion euros, or about $1.11 billion, on raising the annual production of the joint venture to 350 to 400,000 units by 2029, and introduce up to 5 additional electric car models by 2025. President Trump signed an executive order targeting social media companies and the protections they have from liability for content posted on their platforms. The action follows complaints from the White House on the unchecked power of social media giants. Despite the uproar on both sides of the issue on cracking down on social media giants, Wall Street analysts expect very little actual action. More bark than bite, said Height Capital Markets in a reaction that is similar to takes from JP Morgan and others. The FCC is seen taking a long time to enforce a policy, even if there is a way around the tricky issue of First Amendment rights. Still, the executive order turns an even brighter spotlight on Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Snap. Elon Musk has earned the first tranche of his mammoth performance-based payout from Tesla for keeping the company's market cap at $100 billion or more on a 30-day and 6-month moving average. Other conditions that had to be met were Tesla recording trailing revenue of $20 billion for 4 quarters or EBITDA of $1.5 billion. As part of the first tranche, Musk landed about 1.7 million shares of Tesla through options with a strike price of $350.02 a share, which works out to about $775 million at yesterday's closing price of $805.81 a share. In other news you can read about on Seeking Alpha, AT&T works out debt prepayment, HBO Max hits 90,000 mobile downloads on day one, Cisco confirms its plan to acquire 1,000 Eyes, and UPS adds a holiday-type surcharge in May. In earning news from Thursday, Costco was down 2% after hours despite strong comparable sales, while Williams-Sonoma was up 7.6% after beating expectations. As of 6:20 a.m. Eastern, European markets are down about 1%, while U.S. futures are down 0.5%. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.